KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Uh-oh. This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
To all the things, there are a number of sides to use peat moss or not. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just telling you what, how I feel with it. Okay. So the coco core is the other one. That is the moisture retention. That will be okay to hold it. And a lot of them are coco core anyways. It is very beneficial to use. Now, all of these things together are going to be okay for planting. This would be something maybe to use, like we talked about in the last hour, for the jalapenos, right? Give it an extra something. Start it in a smaller plug type, then move it to the soil. So it can actually start to develop and get that root system to put in. Now, if you go into a lot of garden centers, if you see plants that are in a 6-inch, 8-inch, 10-inch for veggies, you're more than likely going to see the peat, I wouldn't call it pot, but the peat root system. It could have been one of these plugs. It could have been just a little peat pot that biodegraded a bit. But it's going to be in something, and that's a great way to start it. Great way to get it in there. Right? So these would be good for that and others. Now, some hydroponic type products, you know, they will just say they don't need the soil. They are using the moisture. They're using that for the root system. But I can understand what Sandy is looking to do here. Get them started for that system that she already has in place. Now, a concern that Sandy has is the sponges used in some brands of hydroponic gardening are not organic. Some of them list materials such as polyurethane, synthetic binders, or nondescript additives. Her concern is that the roots of the plants will absorb whatever material the sponge is made of and bring it up to the plant part we would eat. Do you agree this is what would happen, or does it not matter what material the sponge is made of? Well, I'll say this. Anytime I hear polyurethane, I don't want to have that. Now, it's not going to fully leach out into everything, and it's not going to be a major issue, but I would look at something that isn't like that. I don't know how to say it nicely. I apologize. So that's where those organic, the OMRI certified pods are coming into play, and that's why I think those are better here. And a lot of the hydroponic gardening, you know, might be not organic. So look for something that is, in my opinion, the best you can, especially if you're concerned with that. And realize, though, it is a small piece. It's not a large amount, but it is very close when you start. Right? When you start that seed, it's a very compact area, so it is in its main system. So to me, you know, I would say let's go with the first one you discussed, the Ventana Plant Science pods, for all of this here. One more question to add to it, because they're all together. I kind of wanted to break them down so it was easier to understand here. Now, she has the same concern with soil moist, which is made of synthetic products. Online, it says soil moist granules is not recommended for edible plants. It's a water retention product designed specifically for ornamental plants, and community feedback indicates it should only be used as decorative gardens or potted flowers. That is where AI has a problem, because that was written by AI. I know, because I looked, there was a link to go to. AI looks at reviews now. I don't know if you've noticed this on Google or Amazon, anywhere. They'll look at the reviews and say, based on the reviews, only use it for this or this. It's not good for here. And that's because one person said it. Now, I've known the guys at Soil Moist for years. My father knew them way before this. These guys have been doing this in the greenhouse, commercially, retail for years upon years. I have no problem with the soil moist at all. I want to give you a little bit more detail on the other side of this break, and then we'll go into the plant problem that Sandy has as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iCCars.com comes in. iCCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iCCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iCCars.com.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now we've got a few questions from Sandy out of Chelmsford. One of them was an email that I missed, so I apologize. So that's why I'm taking a bit of time to answer these, because this was an email a couple weeks ago that I might have missed. So I apologize ahead of time. Now, we're talking about soil moist granules. And again, it comes up on a AI-generated, they call it community feedback, that it should be decorative gardens and potted flowers. Now, soil moist is something that we've been using in my family for years, right? It is just a product that we have always used without an issue. Now, regular soil moist on the package itself is labeled for indoor and outdoor use. For potted plants, vegetables, gardens, hanging baskets, and more. Now, it's a polymer that will reduce the plant waterings by 50% for up to 3 to 5 years in the soil. It's a non-toxic, safe, and economical to use. Basically, it holds the water up to 200 times the size of it and will slowly release it as needed. Now, I did a little bit of research, and in the past few years, Soil Moist has actually come out with a product for something just like this, where you're like, yeah, no, I get it. You're saying it's safe, but I still have questions, and that's okay. So, they have a product called Soil Moist Natural. It's a grafted starch copolymer. The starch in the polymer is derived from corn. It is safe to use on all plants and vegetables. Soil Moist Natural is also designed to reduce plant waterings by 50%, but this will only last an entire season. There's a couple sizes that is available in. But it is, again, a starch polymer on this. So it's not going to last as long in the soil, okay? So this would be a good option to look at for what you're looking for with your vegetables. If you're saying, hey, you know what, I believe you, I understand that it says it's safe, but I'm just being cautious. So this is a good one to do, to take a look at. It's right on their website. I'm sure you can find it in one of the online retailers, because I'll tell you, Sandy, I know I don't have it at the Mahoney's in Chelmsford, this one. I probably should. I should probably look at it, and I'll talk to the guys there. But I know I don't have it, so I'm not going to send you there to look for it. So, again, they have a couple options. This one is the natural product, okay? Take a look. There's a little bit more detail than what I can tell you on here on their website, but the big thing is it doesn't have a long residual, just like most organics. Organics usually don't last very long on anything because they don't have those polymer, the chemicals to hold them in place a little bit more. And so this will sit and take longer. You know, the starch that's based off of the corn is something that's going to help it not fall apart, if you will, or not get everything out at once. You'll have it that slow release. So it is something, you know, as an option for you, the Soil Moist Natural. Okay. Now, we got one more question that's a big one that I want to get to. I'm right at the break here. So we're going to talk a little bit about a Schefflera plant, right? So Sandy has a Schefflera plant that we're going to discuss, and we'll get to that on the other side of the break. Now, just a reminder, we have a couple ways to get a hold of us. Phone number, 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone number, or you can email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munster to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
560-6468.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
At 100 years old, a World War II veteran rides slowly through a Veterans Day parade route, seated in a convertible, waving to a sea of cheering faces. Children wave flags, spectators clap and call out their thanks. Some simply stand in quiet respect as he passes. Decades earlier, he had been a young soldier in the chaos of war, wounded twice in combat, surrounded by uncertainty. Now he represents something enduring, resilience, sacrifice, and a lifetime of quiet patriotism. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And if you miss anything from today's show or a previous show, you can go to anywhere that you download your podcasts and search for the Paul Parent Garden Club, whether it be on Apple or Spotify. You'll be able to find us. Again, the Paul Parent Garden Club. You'll get a couple episodes. They always come out Monday afternoons. So if you miss something, you should be able to hear it. Now, one more question from Sandy, and this was actually this week's question. I threw it out of order, but I wanted to get all these questions answered today because I think it's timely. All right, so hi Patrick, I have a 6-foot Schefflera that I've had for years. Recently, the tips of some of the leaves are turning yellow, and she sent a couple pics. When I turned the leaves over, it looked like these other pictures, which I'll explain in a second. It seems to have started on the lower leaves. About a month ago, I changed the location of the plant, so I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it. I wiped the backs of the leaves with alcohol, but nothing came off. Do you have any idea what could be and what I can do about it? It would be a shame to lose this beautiful plant. So, let's go to the pictures. And obviously, we're on the radio here. You can't see my pictures here. But a Scheffler, also known as an umbrella plant, you look at it, and it's the tips of the leaves are starting to turn yellow. They're about maybe a quarter of an inch on its way in. And then when you look at the leaves, it's kind of bubbled on the back of where the yellow is on the front. And it looks like there's a little bit of, they're very white, right? Now, she's not seeing any insects. And based on the pictures, I'm not seeing any insects there. But there's a couple things that we want to discuss. Now, the most common issues with the Scheffleria are overwatering, underwatering, insufficient light, a pest, an environment or environmental stress, right? Environmental stress could be a change in atmosphere. It could be a change in a few things. But we're going to go over these kind of one by one to see how we can build this Scheffleria back. Now, for overwatering, it can definitely lead to the yellowing leaves. They're drooping, but the stems would start to get mushy, right? You'd have to look at the soil itself and see if it's draining really well. I'm going to say it already does because of the fact that you've had this for a number of years. You probably haven't changed the way you're watering. Is it underwatering? It can show the same signs. It can show yellowing. There could be leaf drop. But again, I don't think that's the issue. To be honest, I'm going to go over all these for anybody else who has an issue, because it could be one of these. But I think it was the change in scenery where it was, honestly. I think it just that it's an environmental factor. You know, that relocation could have caused an issue. The other thing I want you to look at with it is, did you move it into a spot where the temperatures fluctuate a little bit more? Is it closer to a door with a draft? Is it, less sun, more sun? What's going on? What actually did you change in the environment? Okay. But let's think about the light requirements, because this has an impact. So the Scheffleria loves bright indirect light. So what will happen when there's not enough light, it'll be leggy. The growth won't be as hot, like heavy, like strong. But you don't want to go the other way where it gets so much sun that it can actually burn the leaves. And those leaves start to stretch and they're losing their oomph. They're losing their energy, and it just is starting to affect them. Doesn't look like it. It looks like it could be part of that on this. Now, pests and diseases that come about into Scheffleria. Now, the common pests are spider mites and mealybugs. Now, the mild infestation could be treated with like a insecticidal soap, right? Or a neem oil if you see a big issue. Now, if it's a fungal or a bacterial infection, it has a lot to do with proper watering, ventilation, and maybe it's poor airflow. So I lean to one of these a little bit here because of it starting at the lower aspect of the plant. A lot of times the lowest part is very dense, more foliage there. So maybe it needs a little bit more light there, which brings us back to that environmental stress that says, when we moved it, is that area getting less light, or is it actually getting even more light and starting to burn it, right? What I'd like you to look at is look and see if you have the mealybugs. They're little, like, fuzzy little white bugs on there. The reason why I'm saying that is the back of the leaves looked awfully white. I don't know if it was just what the picture was taken, if it was what it was. Look along the plant to see if something like a mealybug is happening. You'll be able to see them on the stems, on the leaves. I know what you said. You washed these down with the alcohol to see, and there was nothing there. Kind of just do a little bit deeper in there. I'm not seeing spider mites. Spider mites would have had, like, would have skeletonized this, and they would have sucked the juices out, and that's not what I'm seeing here on these leaves. So take a look there. Like I mentioned, the drafts could be an issue. This plant is a tropical. It likes warm weather. If the temperature drops below 60 degrees in the area around it in the draft, it could actually cause issues with the tips on those leaves. One thing you could do is increase the humidity, get it so there has more moisture in the air around it to help bring it back a little bit. Now, finally, one factor that, you know, could really have a lot to do with it, is it a nutrient deficiency? When was the last time it was fertilized? We want to look for something that is a balanced. It can be a very minimal type of houseplant food. We're not looking for high energy nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. The other thing I would look for you to do is, if you use fertilizer before, it would be something to add to the soil with your fertilizing, right? Mix it in water, pour it into your plant to help give it something back. When a plant is stressed like this, it needs something. You know, we go and we get chicken soup. You know, we go through certain things when we're sick, right? We have certain meals that help us. Well, plants can't say, hey, I want chicken soup. We need to do that for them, and that's where those fertilizers come in. But the protolyzer is one that will kind of act like that. It's probiotics. It's helping the plant. It's getting the energy back to the root system to go back into the plant and help it. Get it stronger. Make it thrive. So the protolyzer is definitely one that I would highly recommend using. And, you know, Sandy, I know you've listened for a number of years, so you know all about it, but the protolyzer is a product that, when a plant is stressed like this, you can actually use it, you know, every 10 days. And by using it, it is just getting more and more energy into the plant where it needs to go. Okay, so it's helping that plant grow. This is something that is OMRI listed, so it's good for veggies or any of the plants as well. So this is something you could use on the plants that you've started indoors. It's not just for fixing an issue on a plant. It's helping it, but it's actually can be used throughout the growing season as an additive to your fertilizer to make that fertilizer work better. This one again has, it's fighting off some of the pathogens and diseases. It's helping reduce some of the other issues. And it just allows it to just get back to where it needs to go. This is a product from Natural Alternative. You can find it on the grow section of their website. And you go to natural-alternative.com. And at the, and when you first come in, there's four tabs right in the middle of the website. And click on the one that says grow. It's going to bring you, the top two are the two sizes of protolyzer. I believe a 6 ounce and a 4 pound container. awesome stuff to use. I know I mentioned it with the jalapenos earlier, but Sandy, for your products that you are starting from seed, this might be a good one to work with too. Because it goes into water. It mixes with water and it'll absorb into the plant that way. So that might be a good benefit to help you, and maybe you already do it, but just wanted to add that to it. Now with that Schefflera, just to kind of finish off the subject a little bit here for everybody, take a look at the following. You know, look at the root system as well. Now, with a bigger plant, it's harder to do, but if it's a smaller, kind of see how the roots are. You might even see some of them circling on the outside or circling on the top. But we're going into a season that if we're going to bring it outside during the season, it might be a good time to transplant it. Put it into the next size up pot. Because maybe that root system is so overdeveloped that it can't really get all the nutrients it needs from the soil, and it needs to be able to be in something else. So get the next size up, possibly. But take a look at the roots and see if they're circling. If they are, you definitely need to replant it. One final thing. I know I already said final thing. I do this all the time. I apologize. But if there is an issue with the insects and mealybug, I want you to spray with a insecticidal super soap or neem oil. We got some warm days coming up. It might be like 60 on some of the days. If it's a nice sunny day, put it outside, spray it down, and I'm going to tell you this. Spray it down even if you don't see the insects. It's not going to harm it. They're both organic products here. They don't have a huge residual. But what we're doing here is we're treating it, getting it ready for any of the things that it possibly could be. And the neem oil and the insecticidal super soap is not going to affect that plant to the point where it's going to burn it or cause issues. And so by doing this, we're just preventing something from happening. But take a look at where you have it. If there is a drastic change in the light, that's probably exactly what it is. But only you can tell that. So hopefully that helps you out, Sandy. I appreciate all the questions you had. It really helps me. And I apologize again that I missed them a couple weeks ago. Now, I do have to take a break here, and I'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle, never to be struck again. Guarantee. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound, the first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American collector's pack valued at over $40, and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they're gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology? They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see, They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Political upheaval courtesy of the midterms. How long for Trump's tax plan to come to fruition? And is there a solid case for ditching USPS? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars, see them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R, car.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
26 Verizon.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And a lot of great information came out today, a number of different subjects. So if you missed it, go on to where you download your podcasts Monday afternoon and search for the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to hear some of those things. But lots of good stuff, I think, came out of this week's
show. We've got another week before. I think it's really starting to get real ready outside, at least in most of New England. More south you go in the country, you're already well ahead of us. And you're growing, you're showing a lot. You know, I think the Masters is coming up soon, right? So the Masters is usually when everybody starts to say, all right, I'm ready to go. You know, the Masters, the golf tournament down in Augusta, Georgia. And so it's a couple weeks away. It's the 9th to the 12th. And so once that happens, I mean, they have beautiful views of their rhododendrons, azaleas. It's phenomenal. But once you start seeing that up here in New England, we're like, bring it, bring it. We want it all. I'll take all of it, right? We're ready to go at that point. But let's think of some things to do for April. Right, so there's a number of things we're going to think about getting our seed done. We're going to be fertilizing. We're going to be taking a look at the lawn in general, cleaning up, getting some things ready. The indoor plants, we're checking on them. At this point, we can start to fertilize again, get them active. Now, you could have done some throughout this month, but it's not as active, you know, during the winter months with the cold temperatures. We're starting to warm up, so our plants are going to be pulling in nutrients quicker. They're going to dry out quicker. So we want to feed them something. So fertilizing can definitely be done for your indoor plants to help them getting ready. The other thing, too, is some of these guys might just be dirty from the winter. And it's nothing that, you know, you could have done, but they will collect dust. Maybe it's clean them off a little bit. Get them some, you know, a spring cleaning, if you will. But we can get ready to start planting bulbs very soon. Once the ground kind of gets there, those summer flowering bulbs are just around the corner. And, you know, we got Easter coming up. And so it's usually, Easter is very early this year, but usually with Easter, it's late in the month, and everything's in full bloom with spring, like tulips, daffodils, all those things. We're not talking about those bulbs. We're talking about the summer flowering bulbs. You know, your dahlias, the canna, the elephant ear. There's a lot, right? These are for that time period for you. So we'll start to be able to put those there. We just want to make sure the ground is thawed and ready to go. Now, big thing, now that the ground is drying out a bit, you know, I did take a look at the soil temperatures. One of the cool features in the soil temperatures is they have a soil moisture map. And, all right, maybe it's just cool to me, but I look at these to kind of go with how frozen the ground is in our area. Because if it's very high moisture, usually means it's stuck. But as you start to see it drop, that means the ground is starting to thaw. Now, a couple weeks ago, the soil was at 57.5% saturated. Okay, 57.5, so over half. So to me, that's frozen. Because if you look at this, the 55 degrees and the 55% was that way since February. So it's pretty frozen straight across. But those temperatures, the soil moisture has started to drop down where the 5-day average is now 40%. So we've dropped down 20%, which means there's usually at this point no frost in the ground or very minimal. It means the water's starting to go where it needs to go. And so you can start to get out there a little bit more. The plants are waking up. They're getting ready for the season. This is the exciting stuff. You know, I nerd out on these maps, the soil temperatures and the moisture maps, because it's so cool because you can just see it when it's coming. You can see when we're getting ready for all these things to happen if you're stuck in a cubicle all day sometimes like myself. I don't have a window on my desk, but it is what it is. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week. I appreciate everybody for all the questions and listening. Till next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. I'll talk at you guys later. Have a great one, everybody.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Georgia's voting system is at the center of a dispute that state lawmakers have yet to resolve. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The Georgia General Assembly ended its annual session on Friday without a plan for new equipment to overhaul the state's voting system by a July deadline. Lawmakers failed to offer a solution after months of debate, and that's raising questions about how Georgians will vote in November. Currently, voters in that battleground state make their choices on Dominion voting machines, which then print ballots with a QR code. President Trump has targeted those machines following his 2020 election loss, but state law still requires counties to use the machines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
For more than a month, the Iran war has been pushing fuel prices higher around the world, including here at home. Former Trump economic advisor Steve Moore says Mideast oil production remains important, even though the U.S. is the world's number one producer of oil and gas.
We're still, unfortunately, dependent on Middle East oil. And by the way, the more we drill, the better it is for our national security and our economic security.
Moore was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A trillion-dollar firm seems to want out of New York City. Ken Lorman has more.
Apollo Global Management reportedly plans to establish a secondary headquarters in Florida or Texas, citing New York City's proposed tax hikes under Mayor Zoran Mandani. Critics warn the move signals an ongoing exodus of major firms from high-tax environments toward lower-tax states.
President Trump has again warned Tehran over his Monday deadline to open the crucial Strait of Hormuz and allow ship traffic to flow again. Meanwhile, the military continues to search for, in a remote area in Iran, for a pilot who went missing on Friday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
UCLA withstands a late charge from Texas and reaches their first NCAA championship game. More from Bernie Bennett on the story.
Lauren Betts had 16 points and made a huge block late, and UCLA withstood a late charge by Texas for a 51-44 win to reach the women's NCAA tournament national championship game for the first time. A chance at the first national championship game appearance had to go through the only team to beat them this season. Overpowered in the first meeting, the Bruins overturned the bully tables on Texas, shutting down All-American Madison Booker while building a 13-point lead midway through the fourth quarter. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order of what he calls urgent national action to save college sports, an intervention at the highest level aimed at federally regulating NIL collectives, limiting transfer movement, and capping player eligibility. The order also enacts funding requirements for the Olympics and women's sports, including strict guidelines on player transfers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. All things considered, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes Operation Epic Fury is progressing well.
Whenever I get updates, and I get updates, whether it's in briefings or hearings or phone calls or meetings with administration officials almost every day, I hear the same consistent message. We are on time or ahead of schedule on every single line of effort. Their missiles, their missile launchers, their drones, their Navy, their manufacturing sites, their command and control facilities. The military campaign is going exceptionally well.
United Airlines is raising checked bag fees as higher fuel costs ripple through the airline industry. Most travelers flying United within the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and Latin America will now pay $45 for their first checked bag and $55 for a second. That's $10 more than before the war began. United says it's their first baggage fee increase in 2 years. JetBlue also raised fees this week. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get our Early Bird AC Tune-Up Special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and I'm going to be here for another hour and hopefully help you out with some of your plant problems and help you out with some ideas of what we should be doing in the garden as well. Now, before we get into some details, I want to remind you a couple ways to get a hold of us. Our phone number here, 339-645-0201. Again, 339 845-0201. You can also text that phone number. That doesn't just have to be a call. Or you could actually email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now, before the break, I had some questions from Sandy out of Chelmsford. And we were talking about the soil that she wants to. The pods that you would use for hydroponic gardening, but these were a pretty cool, a little bit larger triangular size. And it had the biochar in it. Now, if you're not familiar with biochar, I just mentioned in the previous hour, but I want to give you a little bit more detail for those who are just joining us. But biochar is very, it's a very good product that's starting to hit the market more and more. Basically, it will help improve the water quality, less greenhouse gas emissions. It'll slow down the reduction of nutrient leaching. It'll reduce that soil acidity. It will reduce, in the long term, will reduce irrigation and fertilizer requirements. Obviously, this all depends on the soil that's already there, if it has it or doesn't. It can do different things for your plants. Certain circumstances, it can help a systemic response to a foliar fungal disease, right? And it also can help improve the plant's response to issues because of all the benefits that it's doing in the soil. It's keeping the good stuff and letting the bad stuff kind of go. So, there are a lot of things to it, but it is a very good addition to soil, right? So that's why I'm okay with you having this product, Sandy, with the biochar. Now, this is the description of the soil, and I'm kind of repeating myself a little bit, but this is for that hydroponic garden, triangular type shapes. Square than triangular. I apologize. Now, the product is the Ventana Plant Science. The ingredients in the description is a beneficial fungi. The organic plugs contain Trichoderma, a beneficial fungus that promotes healthy root development. And the presence of white fungi on the plug is a sign that the beneficial fungi are working effectively. Omri organic certified ingredients of cocoa core, peat moss, and biochar. So this is a soilless mix. There is no soil in it, which is what we're looking for. Now, this is for hydroponic gardening, so we're not looking to have dirt. It's not going to do well in a hydroponic system. So this is a good one for this to try it out. The cocoa core, which is those normal discs that you might find in your garden center, and the peat moss, they have a number of different levels of peat moss that they use. Now, the peat moss that you get in a bag is not as good as a grower blended peat moss. And a lot of times, mixes that have that peat moss have the higher end peat moss to it. Now, I'm not saying that the quality of the peat moss you get isn't great in a regular package of peat moss. But think about it. A lot of them are compressed. They're compacted into a very tight spot. They are pressed, so a lot of that moisture is coming out, so that it's not getting all the benefits that it once had. Sometimes when they don't press it into that, especially if they're using it in greenhouse state, areas. It's not compressed, so it does have some of its natural qualities. Now, I'm not going to get into all the things. There are a number of sides to use peat moss or not. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just telling you what, how I feel with it. Okay. So the coco core is the other one that is the moisture retention, and that will be okay to hold it. And a lot of them are coco core anyways. It is very beneficial to use. Now, all of these things together are going to be okay for planting. This would be something maybe to use, like we talked about in the last hour, for the jalapenos, right? Give it an extra something. Start it in a smaller plug type, then move it to the soil. So it can actually start to develop and get that root system to put in. Now, if you go into a lot of garden centers, if you see plants that are in a 6-inch, 8-inch, 10-inch for veggies, you're more than likely going to see the peat, I wouldn't call it pot, but the peat root system. It could have been one of these plugs. It could have been just a little peat pot that biodegraded a bit. But it's going to be in something, and that's a great way to start it. Great way to get it in there, right? So these would be good for that and others. Now, some hydroponic type products, you know, they will just say they don't need the soil. They are using the moisture. They're using that for the root system. But I can understand what Sandy is looking to do here. Get them started for that system that she already has in place. Now, a concern that Sandy has is the sponges used in some brands of hydroponic gardening are not organic. Some of them list materials such as polyurethane, synthetic binders, or nondescript additives. Her concern is that the roots of the plants will absorb whatever material the sponge is made of and bring it up to the plant part we would eat. Do you agree this is what would happen, or does it not matter what material the sponge is made of? Well, I'll say this. Anytime I hear polyurethane, I don't want to have that. Now, it's not going to fully leach out into everything, and it's not going to be a major issue, but I would look at something that isn't like that. I don't know how to say it nicely. I apologize. So that's where those organic, the OMRI certified pods are coming into play, and that's why I think those are better here. And a lot of the hydroponic gardening, you know, might be not organic. So look for something that is, in my opinion, the best you can, especially if you're concerned with that. And realize, though, it is a small piece. It's not a large amount, but it is very close when you start. Right? When you start that seed, it's a very compact area, so it is in its main system. So to me, you know, I would say, let's go with the first one you discussed, the Ventana Plant Science pods, for all of this here. One more question to add to it, because they're all together. I kind of wanted to break them down so it was easier to understand here. Now, she has the same concern with soil moist, which is made of synthetic products. Online, it says soil moist granules is not recommended for edible plants. It's a water retention product designed specifically for ornamental plants, and community feedback indicates it should only be used as decorative gardens or potted flowers. That is where AI has a problem, because that was written by AI. I know, because I looked, there was a link to go to. AI looks at reviews now. I don't know if you've noticed this on Google or Amazon, anywhere. They'll look at the reviews and say, based on the reviews, only use it for this or this. It's not good for here. And that's because one person said it. Now, I've known the guys at Soil Moist for years. My father knew them way before this. These guys have been doing this in the greenhouse commercially retail for years upon years. I have no problem with the soil moist at all. I want to give you a little bit more detail on the other side of this break, and then we'll go into the plant problem that Sandy has as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L B-R-A-U-E-R, Cars, on YouTube.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iccars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. a series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now we've got a few questions from Sandy out of Chelmsford. One of them was an email that I missed, so I apologize. So that's why I'm taking a bit of time to answer these, because this was an email a couple weeks ago that I might have missed. So I apologize ahead of time. Now, we're talking.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work. And when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Basically, it holds the water up to 200 times the size of it and will slowly release it as needed. Now, I did a little bit of research, and in the past few years, Soil Moist has actually come out with a product for something just like this, where you're like, yeah, no, I get it. You're saying it's safe, but I still have questions, and that's okay. So, they have a product called Soil Moist Natural. It's a grafted starch copolymer. The starch in the polymer is derived from corn. It is safe to use on all plants and vegetables. Soil Moist Natural is also designed to reduce plant waterings by 50%, but this will only last an entire season. There's a couple sizes that is available in. But it is, again, a starch polymer on this. So it's not going to last as long in the soil, okay? So this would be a good option to look at for what you're looking for with your vegetables. If you're saying, hey, you know what, I believe you, I understand that it says it's safe, but I'm just being cautious. So this is a good one to do, to take a look at. It's right on their website. I'm sure you can find it in one of the online retailers, because I'll tell you, Sandy, I know I don't have it at the Mahoney's in Chelmsford, this one. I probably should. I should probably look at it, and I'll talk to the guys there. But I know I don't have it, so I'm not going to send you there to look for it. So, again, they have a couple options. This one is the natural product, okay? Take a look. There's a little bit more detail than what I can tell you on here on their website, but the big thing is it doesn't have a long residual, just like most organics. Organics usually don't last very long on anything because they don't have those polymer, the chemicals to hold them in place a little bit more. And so this will sit and take longer. You know, the starch that's based off of the corn is something that's going to help it not fall apart, if you will, or not get everything out at once. It'll have it that slow release. So it is something, you know, as an option for you. The soil moist natural. Okay. Now, we got one more question that's a big one that I want to get to. I'm right at the break here. So we're going to talk a little bit about a Schefflera plant, right? So Sandy has a Schefflera plant that we're going to discuss, and we'll get to that on the other side of the break. Now, just a reminder, we have a couple ways to get a hold of us. Phone number, 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone number, or you can email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle, never to be struck again. Guaranteed. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound, the first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American Collector's Pack valued at over $40, and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
At 100 years old, a World War II veteran rides slowly through a Veterans Day parade route, seated in a convertible, waving to a sea of cheering faces. Children wave flags, spectators clap and call out their thanks. Some simply stand in quiet respect as he passes. Decades earlier, he had been a young soldier in the chaos of war, wounded twice in combat, surrounded by uncertainty. Now he represents something enduring, resilience, sacrifice, and a lifetime of quiet patriotism. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And if you miss anything from today's show or a previous show, you can go to anywhere that you download your podcasts and search for the Paul Parent Garden Club, whether it be on Apple or Spotify. You'll be able to find us. Again, the Paul Parent Garden Club. You'll get a couple episodes. They always come out Monday afternoons. So if you miss something, you should be able to hear it. Now, one more question from Sandy, and this was actually this week's question. I threw it out of order, but I wanted to get all these questions answered today because I think it's timely. All right, so hi Patrick, I have a 6-foot Schefflera that I've had for years. Recently, the tips of some of the leaves are turning yellow, and she sent a couple pics. When I turn the leaves over, it looked like these other pictures, which I'll explain in a second. It seems to have started on the lower leaves. About a month ago, I changed the location of the plant, so I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it. I wiped the backs of the leaves with alcohol, but nothing came off. Do you have any idea what could be and what I can do about it? It would be a shame to lose this beautiful plant. So, let's go to the pictures. And obviously, we're on the radio here. You can't see my pictures here. But a Schefflera, also known as an umbrella plant, you look at it, and it's the tips of the leaves are starting to turn yellow. They're about maybe a quarter of an inch on its way in. And then when you look at the leaves, it's kind of bubbled on the back of where the yellow is on the front, and it looks like there's a little bit of they're very white right now. She's not seeing any insects, and based on the pictures, I'm not seeing any insects there, but there's a couple things that we want to discuss. Now, the most common issues with the Schefflera are overwatering, underwatering, insufficient light, a pest, an environment or environmental stress, right? Environmental stress could be a change in atmosphere. It could be a change in a few things. But we're going to go over these kind of one by one to see how we can build this Schefflera back. Now, for overwatering, it can definitely lead to the yellowing leaves. They're drooping, but the stems would start to get mushy, right? You'd have to look at the soil itself and see if it's draining really well. I'm going to say it already does because of the fact that you've had this for a number of years. You probably haven't changed the way you're watering. Is it underwatering? It can show the same signs. It can show yellowing. There could be leaf drop. But again, I don't think that's the issue. To be honest, I'm going to go over all these for anybody else who has an issue, because it could be one of these. But I think it was the change in scenery where it was, honestly. I think it's an environmental factor. You know, that relocation could have caused an issue. The other thing I want you to look at with it is, did you move it into a spot where the temperatures fluctuate a little bit more? Is it closer to a door with a draft? Is it, you know, less sun, more sun? What's going on? What actually did you change in the environment? Okay. But let's think about the light requirements, because this has an impact. So the Schefflera loves bright indirect light. So what will happen when there's not enough light, it'll be leggy. The growth won't be as hot, like heavy, like strong. But you don't want to go the other way where it gets so much sun that it can actually burn the leaves. And those leaves start to stretch and they're losing their oomph. They're losing their energy, and it just is starting to affect them. Doesn't look like it. It looks like it could be part of that on this. Now, pests and diseases that come about into Schefflera. Now, the common pests are spider mites and mealybugs. Now, the mild infestation could be treated with like a insecticidal soap, right? Or a neem oil if you see a big issue. Now, if it's a fungal or a bacterial infection, it has a lot to do with proper watering, ventilation, and maybe it's poor airflow. So I lean to one of these a little bit here because of it starting at the lower aspect of the plant. A lot of times the lowest part is very dense, more foliage there. So maybe it needs a little bit more light there, which brings us back to that environmental stress that says, does it have, is it, when we moved it, is that area getting less light, or is it actually getting even more light and starting to burn it, right? What I'd like you to look at is look and see if you have the mealybugs, a little like fuzzy little white bugs on there. The reason why I'm saying that is the back of the leaves looked awfully white. I don't know if it was just what the picture was taken, if it was what it was. Look along the plant to see if something like a mealybug is happening. You'll be able to see them on the stems, on the leaves. I know what you said. You washed these down with the alcohol to see, and there was nothing there. Kind of just do a little bit deeper in there. I'm not seeing spider mites. Spider mites would have had would have skeletonized this, and they would have sucked the juices out. And that's not what I'm seeing here on these leaves. So take a look there. Like I mentioned, the drafts could be an issue. This plant is a tropical. It likes warm weather. If the temperature drops below 60 degrees in the area around it in the draft, it could actually cause issues with the tips on those leaves. One thing you could do is increase the humidity, get it so there has more moisture in the air around it to help bring it back a little bit. Now, finally, one factor that could really have a lot to do with it. Is it a nutrient deficiency? When was the last time it was fertilized? We want to look for something that is a balanced. It can be a very minimal type of houseplant food. We're not looking for high energy nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. The other thing I would look for you to do is if you used fertilizer before, it would be something to add to the soil with your fertilizing. Right. Mix it in water, pour it into your plant to help give it something back. When a plant is stressed like this, it needs something. We go and we get chicken soup. We go through certain things when we're sick. Right. We have certain meals that help us. Well, plants can't say, hey, I want chicken soup. We need to do that for them, and that's where those fertilizers come in. But the protolizer is one that will kind of act like that. It's probiotics. It's helping the plant. It's getting the energy back to the root system to go back into the plant and help it. Get it stronger. Make it thrive. So the protolyzer is definitely one that I would highly recommend using. And, you know, Sandy, I know you've listened for a number of years, so you know all about it, but the protolyzer is a product that when a plant is stressed like this, you can actually use it, you know, every 10 days. And by using it, it is just getting more and more energy into the plant where it needs to go. Okay, so it's helping that plant grow. This is something that is OMRI listed, so it's good for veggies or any of the plants as well. So this is something you could use on the plants that you've started indoors. It's not just for fixing an issue on a plant. It's helping it, but it's actually can be used throughout the growing season as an additive to your fertilizer to make that fertilizer work better. This one again has, it's fighting off some of the pathogens and diseases. It's helping reduce some of the other issues. And it just allows it to just get back to where it needs to go. This is a product from Natural Alternative. You can find it on the Grow section of their website. And you go to natural-alternative.com. And at the, and when you first come in, there's four tabs right in the middle of the website. And click on the one that says Grow. It's going to bring you the top two are the two sizes of protolyzer. I believe a 6 ounce and a 4 pound container. Awesome stuff to use. I know I mentioned it with the jalapenos earlier, but Sandy, for your products that you are starting from seed, this might be a good one to work with too. Because it goes into water. It mixes with water and it'll absorb into the plant that way. So that might be a good benefit to help you, and maybe you already do it, but just wanted to add that to it. Now with that Schefflera, just to kind of finish off the subject a little bit here for everybody. Take a look at the following. You know, look at the root system as well. Now, with a bigger plant, it's harder to do, but if it's a smaller, kind of see how the roots are. You might even see some of them circling.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
But take a look at where you have it. If there is a drastic change in the light, that's probably exactly what it is. But only you can tell that. So hopefully that helps you out, Sandy. I appreciate all the questions you had. It really helps me. And I apologize again that I missed them a couple weeks ago. Now, I do have to take a break here. And I'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle, never to be struck again. Guarantee. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound. The first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American collector's pack valued at over $40 and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. This generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy. These fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Political upheaval courtesy of the midterms. How long for Trump's tax plan to come to fruition? And is there a solid case for ditching USPS? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free
free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And a lot of great information came out today, a number of different subjects. So if you missed it, go on to where you download your podcasts Monday afternoon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We've